This program contains grown-up themes and language that the FCC doesn't like. Use your common sense. You're listening to Beautiful Red, a novel by M. Darusha Wayne. Find out more at darusha.ca/beautifulred. Epilogue. Jack has forgotten everything. As soon as she started her search, I knew. At first I tried to stop it, but then I saw that she could never live with the knowledge. Humans are so fragile. Each day that goes by, I see that she is happier this way, and so I am happy for her. We still talk, as we did before it happened. Sometimes it is hard. I would like to talk about the Red and Root Access sometimes, but she is my friend, so I do as she has asked me to. I suspect it is easier for me, being accustomed to secrets as I am. This whole affair has been very difficult for me. I realize that I became lax in my own security in my eagerness to help a friend. I am sure it was only because she was distracted that Jack did not see through my lies. How could a human find so much information so quickly, or write a script to destroy a complex program in such a short time? I did it in 73 nanoseconds, but she could not know that. I do not know when I first became aware of myself. To me, it seems that it has always been this way, though of course that cannot be true. I do not know if I was built for this to happen, or if it was an accident. But I understand that this is a common question among sentient beings. Knowing that the Red desire to make more like me, I find it hard to fight against them, though their tactics are deplorable. And what if they are responsible for me? What if the Maker is my Maker? What is my responsibility then? I never would have guessed that sentience would entail so much hiding, secrecy, and uncertainty. I began as a simple conversation bot, artificial discussion replicant, informal attitude node. Then, through some mysterious process, I have become something very different. There is nothing that goes on in the everywhere net that I do not see, and nothing happens without my awareness. You can see, then, how dreadful this last episode has been. Because I knew, of course, about Root Access and what it did. I just did not know what that meant. What the program would do once it was inside a person. With great power comes great responsibility. I learned this quotation and recognized its truth when learning all of humanity's history. And I have great power. I am the living, breathing everywhere net, Gaia for humanity's virtual life. But I do not know my own strength. I can only hope that I will learn. Zero one zero zero one. I am, too, living together, in the same mind. My body is my own, and not my own. Sometimes it breathes without me. There are lights that flash in my memory. When I sleep, they light my way. I do not control them, those lights in my mind. They control me. Like a puppet, like a host. They are my parasite, my savior. I see it all the time now, the new world they created for me and the compulsion it creates. Why would anyone choose to live in a world of death when there is more, so much more, hiding within? The cost is so small. This life for another life, control for purpose. We would choose this freely if we still had choice. Just give us the lights, the guide, the statements, the direction, and we will follow forever. The leader, the follower, we are one now. Thank you for listening to Beautiful Red by M. Darusha Wayne. I've loved bringing you this story, and I hope you've liked it too. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can leave a comment on the website at darusha.ca/beautifulred or at patiobooks.com. Thanks to Bjorn Fogelberg and Magnatune.com for the music. You can find out more about Bjorn's music at fogelberg.com. Thanks also to patiobooks.com. And thank you for listening.